So come out of the ape cage and give Darwin your phone number, damn it. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. Generation X. Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but isn't it about time we get off Generation X's tattooed back? It's no wonder Xers are angst-ridden and rudderless. They feel America's greatness has passed. They got to the cocktail party 20 minutes too late and all that's left are those little wieners and a half-empty bottle of Zima. So that's why they're threatened. But why do we find them so threatening? I thought we were a little hipper than that, or at least we were when we were their age. You must remember that then, as now, it remains the single most important function of a generation to irk the living shit out of the generation immediately preceding it. Screw the old squares, listen to a faster beat, wear a wider cuff, get a Beavis and Gingrich tattoo, change. Life is about change. More than that, life is like riding the bus. It requires change. The so-called Generation X has gotten a bad rap for being whiners. But people in their 20s have always been whiners. People in their 20s should be whiners. They are to whining what Pavarotti is to, Tommy. Okay, I don't know much about opera. The reason you whine is that you've just popped out of the cozy, beer-filled, amniotic sack of academia.